In Hebrews 1, it says that God in various ways and in time past spoke unto the fathers through the prophets, but in the last of those days in which God speaks, he will speak in his Son. That revelation of Jesus Christ is unfolded for us in the last book of the Bible that is called the revelation of Jesus Christ. When God finishes this book, he's done speaking. He says, if any man adds to it, God will add unto him the plagues that are in this book. If any man takes away from it, God will take away his part from the book of life.
Welcome to the Christmas Eve edition of Hope for Today with Bible teacher and author David Hocking. Today, David leads us through Revelation's final turn, where the last battle is drawn, evil faces its end, and Jesus Christ claims a victory only he can win. We're back in the book of Revelation in just a moment. And just before our study time, we want to tell you about a very special resource created to keep the heart of Christmas with you all year long. It's called the Hope for Today 2025 Christmas Package, Jesus Christ, the Reason. Listen, the Jesus Christ, the Reason study pack is a collection that includes an 87-page compact book by David and three audio messages from him as well. And you can get yours by calling us at 800-75-BIBLE in the U.S. or 888-75-BIBLE in Canada. Bible is 24253, or you can order on our website, davidhocking.org. Now here's David to wrap up his powerful summary of the book of Revelation.
Chapter 19, verse 1. After these things, I heard a great voice. Oh, I love this section. We need the hallelujah chorus to be played right now. A great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
incredible.
Oh, the Lord God of evil tends rain.
That's what the Bible says. Isn't that beautiful? a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore who did corrupt the earth with her fornication, hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they say, Hallelujah, her smoke rose up forever and ever. The 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. A voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and like the voice of many waters, like the voice of mighty a thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. It will not be in heaven during the tribulation. It will be on earth to begin the millennial reign. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will also sit down with us at the marriage supper of the Lamb, according to the Gospel of Matthew. So let's understand the marriage of the Lamb is the culmination of a marriage as you come to the bride's home, earth, and there we're going to celebrate as we begin the millennium. His wife hath made herself ready. To her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. He saith unto me, Write, blessed are they who are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Is that you? He saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou not, do it not. I am thy fellow servant of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. This is the end of the tribulation. He that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. In righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were like a flame of fire. On his head were many crowns or diadems. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. God says his name is above every name. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Isaiah 63, the blood of trampling out the winepress of God's wrath against nations that come against Israel at the Battle of Armageddon. His name is called the Word of God, John's title of him. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, John 1:1. And the armies that were in heaven followed him upon white horses. I think we'll be there. Clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of kings and Lord of lords. The great theme of the Bible. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. He cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. That's at the end of the tribulation before the millennium. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Yay! Cast him into the bottomless pit, shut him up, set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. After that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And here's a blessed promise to those who were killed in the tribulation. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and who had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So will we. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. That would be the unbelievers. This, meaning the first one just mentioned, is the first resurrection, believers only. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, mentioned in Ezekiel 38 and 39, the prince and his people, to gather them together to battle. It is not the same battle as Ezekiel 38 and 39, but it's an historical note for us to understand what's happening. The number of whom is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. That's the final destiny of Satan. He's not the king of hell ordering people to shovel coal. He's the chief prisoner, and he is destined for hell and torment forever and ever. I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead that were in them. They were judged every man according to their works. This judgment is at the end of the millennium. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, the final hell. This is the second death. First death, physical death, separation of body from soul. Second death, separation of the person from God forever. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. In Luke 10:20, Jesus said, the thing to rejoice about is that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Chapter 21, we go to heaven. Praise God. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven, the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I'll give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels who had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me, saying, come here, I'll show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. He carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Enjoy the reading of this passage, for this is your heavenly home. Having the glory of God, her light was like a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Had a wall great and high, had 12 gates, at the gates 12 angels. Names written on the gates, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates, north, 3 gates, south, 3 gates, west, 3 gates. Wall of the city had 12 foundations, in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. He that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates of it and its wall. The city lieth 4 square, the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, 1,500 miles. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. Sounds like a cube. He measured the wall of it, 144 cubits. Amazing. All that thickness of that wall, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. The building of the wall of it was of jasper. The city was pure gold like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, second sapphire, third chalcedony, fourth emerald, fifth sardonyx, sixth sardius, seventh chrysolite, eighth beryl, ninth topaz, tenth chrysoprasus, 11th jacinth, 12th amethyst. If you move fast, nobody will know you mispronounced them. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. The city had no need of the sun, neither the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the lamp of it. And the nations of them who are saved shall walk in the light of it. The kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. The gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. They shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. There shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither he that worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they who are written in the Lamb's book of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bore 12 kinds of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp or candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. He saith unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. When I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see, thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant of thy brethren the prophets and of them that keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. The Bible says, let all the angels of God worship the firstborn. Hebrews 1:6, Jesus is God. He saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter into the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, now we know who's been talking, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst, come. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this wonderful book of Revelation. Our hope, our blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray for those that have listened to the reading of this book. You said, blessed is he who reads, blessed are those who hear, but also blessed are those who keep it, obey it. For all of us who are Christians, may we be reminded that throughout this book, there's been a message to the churches. Just like those seven churches of long ago, so we have similar problems today. And several times you told the churches to repent. Judgment must begin at the house of God. You told us to watch that our garments would not be stained, that we would live holy lives before you. I pray, Lord, that you'll bring conviction from your Holy Spirit upon our hearts, that we might confess and forsake our sin and get ready for the coming of the Lord. And here is an invitation to take of the water of life freely. You said, whosoever will. God, I pray that you'd cause people who've heard this to turn to the Lord Jesus before it's too late. He who is King of kings and Lord of lords, the name that is above every name. You said at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that he's Lord to the glory of God the Father. I pray, Lord, you'd cause us to turn to Jesus before it's too late. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That's Bible teacher and author David Hawking, and this is Hope for Today. David returns in just a moment to close out our broadcast with some special words of encouragement, so do stay with us. First, Matt's here, and together we're going to tell you about a very special study resource that might just help you see the book of Psalms in a way you've never experienced before. Matt?
How would you like a convenient and worshipful tool for hearing the Psalms every day?
A few years back, Matt, we recorded with your dad reading the Psalms, and we added in some of the best worship music in the background. We'd love to place the complete reading of the Psalms by David, along with the worship orchestration background, into your hands for just $10.
And you can pair this with our 365-day devotional through the Psalms titled Learning to Praise in the Psalms.
Get Learning to Praise in the Psalms, and you're going to have an epic journey through the 150 chapters of Psalms with a special devotional for each day of 2026.
And the Psalms have been the morning meditations of my dad, David Hocking, for over 40 years.
Wow. Hope, joy, encouragement, worship, insights into the nature and ways of Almighty God. It's all there and so much more.
And Jim, with each day's devotion, my dad outlines a Psalm passage. He explains challenging passages, shares applications, and highlights a special verse for meditation and a prayer to help you apply what you just learned.
Matt, Psalm 23, a favorite of so many. Mm-hmm. The Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Psalm 46:10, be still
and know that,
and know that I am
Amen.
God. Psalm 139:14.
Psalm 139:14, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. These are just a few of the sections you'll study and experience with Learning to Praise in the Psalms.
Learning to Praise in the Psalms is $20, and David's reading of the Psalms with worship accompaniment, that is $10. Your purchase or a generous donation will help us continue the mission and vision of Hope for Today, that's sharing the gospel with as many people as possible and building up the body of Christ through the faithful teaching
Amen.
Of God's Word.
Amen. And please continue to pray for Hope for Today.
To get your copy of these wonderful resources, call us at 800-75-BIBLE. That's in the U.S. In Canada, call 888-75-BIBLE. And Bible is 24253. Or go to our website, davidhocking.org. Just before David returns, you know, as we come to the end of the year, this is one of the most critical times for Bible teaching ministries when it comes to finances. To help keep God's Word going out, call us at 800-75-BIBLE, that's in the U.S., or 888-75-BIBLE in Canada. Bible, again, by the numbers, 24253. And by the way, also call us if you're praying for us. Let us know you're praying for us. That's so encouraging. You can also give or maybe leave a message for us on our website, davidhocking.org. Many folks prefer to write to us, and you can do that in the U.S. at Hope for Today, Box 3927, Tustin, California, 92781. In Canada, write to Hope for Today, Box 15011, RPO Seven Oaks, Abbotsford, BC, V2S 8P1. And once again, here's David.
Thanks, friends, for listening to our summary of the book of Revelation. And it's a delight for all of us. You know, we here at Hope for Today want to make sure that all of you listening will be in heaven with us. That is our goal, purpose, motive. We want you to know the Lord. You see, salvation centers in who He is, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the one the Father sent to save us from our sins. Salvation is based on who He is, what He has done, and what He will do. You must put your trust and faith in His death on the cross for your sins and in His resurrection. Because He lives, we will experience a resurrection also and have brand new bodies. Heaven's going to be a wonderful place. We want you there. And we're told that heaven is going to come down to earth, as it were, a new Jerusalem, a brand new city, new heaven, new earth. Listen, don't just turn this off. If you do not have a personal relationship with the Lord, boy, it's time. Why not open your heart to Him right now and ask Him to save you from your sins, from death and hell? Why not write it and tell us about it? We'll send you some free literature. God bless you.
Well, thank you, David. And friends, we hope this series in Revelation has really been a blessing to you. It's been a blessing to us to bring it to you. And if you'd like to have a copy of the entire series for your own, call us and we'll have the details for you. In the U.S., 1-800-75-BIBLE. In Canada, 888-75-BIBLE. You can also purchase the series on our website at davidhawking.org. Well, next time, it's day one of a special Christmas message. It's called 7 Reasons Why There's No One, No One Like Jesus. Amen. We'll see you then tomorrow on Christmas Day, right here on Hope for Today.